You know, we just came out of a talk there all about the Orbit Reader, which is a new Braille device, and it's one of the first ones I've seen that's about roughly £400, £300 to £400. It's going to be available next month for sale in October, which sounds really interesting. And what's interesting about it is that it got quite a lot of questions from the audience.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's a lot of interest in this one because, I mean, basically it's the first affordable Braille display, which is what everyone wants.
Exactly, and that's the whole point, isn't it? It's for us all to try and, you know, get access to Braille. I've been keen to learn Braille for a long time, but the cost of these Braille displays at £1,500, £3,000, just puts me right off.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm in the same boat as well. Braille is the way to go, but it's just, I can't afford it.
Well, the Orbit Reader, out next month. It's been put together with a bunch of charities. That was quite interesting, wasn't it? A whole range of charities getting together to create almost like a Silicon Valley-style company, coming together to do this. I can only imagine the challenges that had to get going.
It's like we said earlier, it's trying to get different companies to work together is half the battle, and it seems like they've managed to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sheila's here with us. Sheila, you were in the session as well. In fact, you raised a question in particular about the type of Braille that the device offers, be it UEB, Unified English Braille, which is the new way of Braille nowadays, or Standard English Braille, SEB. The response that you got was that it can basically take any form of Braille. What do you think about that?
Well, that wasn't the response that I thought I got. I thought that he said it was determined by the company that were providing the Braille, which these days now it seems to always be Unified English Braille. So I took that he said that we wouldn't have a choice.
Well, that's right, because it's all down to the content you're getting. So it's not actually the device itself that displays UEB or SEB in terms of the Braille. It's the provider you're getting it from. So if a book is written in UEB, that's how you'll read it. Whereas if it's available in SEB, that's how you could read it as well. But the device offers both options, which in a way is a good thing.
Yes, it's a good thing that it can do both, but I think it needs some sort of switch on it so that you can choose what Braille you want. Because I don't know, I haven't come across any person that will likes UEB or will use UEB. It's far too cumbersome, there's too many punctuations, all, you know, but that's going down another road. But more and more productions are going to be UEB. And are people like me who prefer SEB, are we going to fork out £400 for a device that is only going to give me UEB? If I have the choice, yes. If I don't, well...
So ideally what you want is a way for the book to be changed so that if a book is written in UEB, you can switch it back to SEB.
Yes, yes. I mean, I'm not a dinosaur. I'm not one for not wanting progress or anything like that. But UEB, no matter how much you get used to it, it is very, very bulky with all the word pate is four letters. It takes up, I believe, 8 Braille cells for the word pate, with all the accents and everything. And to be honest, there are so many bits of punctuation. You just get fed up and you think, well, I think there's a word in there somewhere, but I can't find it. So you just skip it. And I'm involved with a lot of organisations with a lot of blind people, Braille users, and they are all complaining that they weren't consulted. Thank you. They weren't consulted. So it's a big bugbear, and I that's why I would like to talk to that guy today, because he reckoned that looking further down the line there would not be Braille for children, and I look at it maybe in a different way, because I think that if you carry on with UEB, the likes of me will not use it, and so that's the way that Braille will die out. So that's why I would like to talk to him. I'm quite happy to be convinced the other way. That's why I want to talk to him.
Okay, the guy you're talking about, of course, Neil Heslop, who was formerly from RNIB, now he works at Leinert Cheshire.
Yep, so that's the UEB and is it SEB?
SEB.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge talking point, but when it comes down to purely the Braille device itself, and to get a reasonably priced Braille display, isn't that a good thing?
Wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And like I said in the seminar, I've been receiving information about the other people that are trying to get an affordable Braille display. The Canute, Bristol Braillists, I get emails about the Canute, but the chap this afternoon said that I think it sounded as though they were a little bit further behind on the process of it.
Yeah.
So it looks as though the Orbit is, well, it's going on sale next month.
Orbit's
so
it's going to be the first to market.
It's
yeah,
going to so be the first to market.
First.
But it is wonderful that there are at least two people that are thinking about it, because, I mean, you go out to the exhibitions out there today and the £3,000 and £4,000.
I know, yeah, exactly.
You know, for software refreshable Braille, and people can't afford it unless they're on access to work. And if they're on access to work, then they probably have to wait about 12 months before the government get round to getting them it. But that's another story, you know.
The good thing is you don't have many opinions, Sheila. That's
no,
a good news.
I don't,
none at all.
I don't have any opinions whatsoever. I just sit in the corner and mind my own business.
Yeah. Well, listen, we appreciate you opening up for us, and thank you for joining us here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.